Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Emily Cole, city government reporter for the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Gary.
So we're here on a rainy morning here. We wanted to talk about an issue that's been kind of in the spotlight here the last few weeks, and it involves the Sterling Price marker on Moreau Drive. So, Emily, tell us a little bit of the history behind this marker, and we'll go from there.
It was originally dedicated in 1933, and it was given to the city by the Winnie Davis chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. It was eventually moved to its current location in 1955, and it's been there ever since. Basically, the marker makes reference to a Civil War battle that technically never happened, where Confederate General Sterling Price was planning to attack Jefferson City, but because of Union forces and some other, you know, factors, he eventually decided not to, and the city was basically saved from an attack. And at the time, the war, the tide of the war was already kind of heading in the Union's favor, so that was kind of part of it, was he was hoping to take Jefferson City, and maybe that would help the Confederacy, but ultimately the Union forces were just too great, and so he changed his mind.
Okay, so, and there's an element of it that's sort of struck me as part of the conversation about this, even his intent, whether those who are opposed to the marker kind of lay on that line that he saw how strong the Union forces were and that deterred him. Those in favor of the monument were perhaps painting more of a picture where he loved Jefferson City and didn't want to harm it.
That was kind of a point in some of the discussions, was that I don't know that it's side for side, but there are people who, just based on that and maybe a lesser understanding of the true history, have heard that Price decided not to attack the city because of some sort of affection for the city after being near it or something like that. But people who have studied the full history will say that it did have more to do with the opposition that he knew he was going to face and less about any sort of desire to protect Jefferson City. So,
okay. So it strikes me this monument, it's kind of been a neighborhood landmark, I guess, if you will, for many years. It never really gained any sense of notoriety in the community. So what caused this to all of a sudden become something that the community's talking about?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with national trends. We've seen in a lot of recent years kind of a pushback of Confederate monuments, schools, and other things named after Confederate generals. I think people are just pushing back on the idea that we would have any sort of monuments or anything to the Confederacy in the United States when technically they were against our country during the war.
Right, right. Kind of that glorification of the side,
right,
that ended up losing the war. So how did this has become a city matter now? It's gone beyond just a community discussion to actual efforts to talk about the marker's future. So how did this first arise? It went to a couple commission meetings, right?
Right. So back in July, I believe, was the first time that the city's Historic Preservation Commission discussed it. It was completely informational, and I think it came to their attention just from a former resident who had sent them some information. So they just decided to have kind of just to learn a little bit more about it, because obviously their commission is all about history in the city. So all they did was talk about it, and then they had some people that showed up to also speak about it. They were anticipating maybe this discussion could lead to talk about a removal. So there were a couple people at that meeting to give their viewpoint that it shouldn't be removed.
Okay. So the ones that came to that meeting were primarily defending the marker?
I think there were only a couple people at that meeting, and if I remember correctly, there maybe were one or two for both sides. The man who sent the information originally was in favor of removal. So he wasn't there in person because he doesn't live here anymore, but he was in favor of removal, and then there were some others there as well. So that was the first time Historic Preservation discussed it. And then they also talked about it at their August meeting, and that's when they decided to recommend that the marker not be removed, but instead be more contextualized, maybe with some other markers in the area and a little bit more explanation as to the actual history of that event that we talked about.
Okay, so paint the picture for me here. What does it mean contextualize? So what would they be putting around this monument or near it, adjacent monuments that would that provide more context to it, or are they talking about something of a grander scale?
Well, there's been a couple of suggestions. It's all just kind of, you know, hypothetical right mm-hmm. now, obviously, but there has been discussion of maybe adding a marker or two at the same site, maybe one for the Union forces that stopped General Price from attacking, maybe something for German immigration. Lots of different things have been proposed just to make it more of a historical site instead of just this one marker that talks about the Confederacy and that was given to the city by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. There's also been some other recommendations of, you know, different locations in the city where there could be other Civil War era markers placed, or maybe even the inclusion of a sort of Civil War museum to kind of fully contextualize the city's role.
Okay. Does this marker have the site that it's in, does it have a specific relevant place there as far as, did something happen at that site that warranted that marker to be there?
That's actually part of the debate as well. From what everyone can tell, I mean, obviously this happened a long time ago. Nobody was there when Price said, you know what, never mind.
Right.
But there has been some debate about the location. Some people have said that the original location may have been closer to where the Confederate forces actually were at the time.
So hang on a second. So this is not the first location they've moved this
right.
monument?
Okay. I said that earlier.
I must have been sleeping during that point of conversation.
When they originally dedicated it, it was in a different spot, which is slipping my mind right now. It wasn't too far from that same location, so on the same side of town. And then they moved it in 1955, I want to say. They're saying possibly the original location was a little bit closer to where Price actually might have been at the time. There's still no saying, you know, he was standing in this spot when
right.
he changed his mind. And
right.
and so, no, the location it's currently in basically has no historical significance as far as anyone can tell.
Okay, so that's one element of the city that's been discussing it as lately as this month, August. So, but there's another part of the city government that's been discussing it. So let's talk about that a bit. Where's that at?
So the city's Commission on Human Relations has also discussed it. And they sent a letter to the city council and Mayor Turgeon recommending that the marker be removed because of its ties to the Confederacy and specifically the United Daughters of the Confederacy group.
Okay, so where are we now in the story?
So, like I said, the Historic Preservation Commission at their first meeting in August voted to not remove the marker and instead add context. But the same day that the Human Relations Commission sent out their letter, the Historic Preservation Commission held a second August meeting, which normally they only meet once a month, but they decided to hold a special meeting specifically about this topic. And they heard almost 2 hours of public comment from people on both sides of this issue. And I say sides, but there are a lot of people who are, you know, not, you have to remove it, or people who are saying, no, leave it alone completely. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people kind of in the middle. But anyways, they heard all this public testimony, and then the commission ultimately decided to overturn their previous vote and are now going to recommend to the city council that the marker be removed, but also eventually replaced with other historical context.
When they say it's going to be removed, what's to happen to the marker under their suggestion?
They didn't really have a suggestion as far as what to do with the marker. So there's, I mean, the future of the marker, if it is removed, is kind of up in the air.
Okay. So it's before the council now. So kind of walk us through what that means.
Right. So the decision is up to the council. If anything is done with the marker, the city council would make the decision. It hasn't been brought up at any council meetings, any that I've heard. It hasn't been on an agenda yet, but if it happens, there has been some discussion that it would maybe make its way through some council committees first, maybe the Public Works Committee or the Committee on Administration. Nobody's really clear yet where that would happen, but it probably won't go straight to the council. Things don't usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the council will discuss it in smaller committees first, and then if it eventually makes its way to the council, it would just be a typical ordinance, from what I understand, which would get a vote by the full council on whether or not to remove it. And at that point, I'm guessing they would, you know, make a decision of what to do with it, other than just picking it up and taking it away.
Right. So theoretically, we're talking weeks, if not months, before a decision might be made on this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the council will meet again the day after Labor Day. That agenda hasn't come out yet, so there's nothing saying it couldn't be on that agenda. Mm-hmm. And if it is, then the vote could happen sometime in September. But if it's not, I mean, you never know when it'll come up. So
obviously, Emily, we'll be following this story in the coming weeks and months as it goes. There is a lot of community interest in the marker and what's going to happen with its future. So we thank you for that continuing coverage you'll be doing. And thank you for joining us today on NT on Tap.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on Tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.